What's bittul aniyim? Shaloi yehei aniyim yoishu v'mishamrim. Achshuv meniach balabayis peya. That if a balabas has a right anytime he wants to leave over peya, the aniyim are going to have to be alert 24 hours a day. They'll have to stay there from the morning and watch him cutting, eyes cutting. They don't know what seconds leave over the peya. They all want to charge. So they'll have to be waiting there the whole day. But like this, they know that the mitzvah is to leave it over at the end, so they see. The guy is first starting to cut down his fields. We'll leave him alone now. We'll come back later. We'll go to someplace else by his end. So, Al Mishum, Loshin Bitl Aniyim, the terrorist said, do it at the end. Vaitim of Neach Hashad, what's the Hashad? Shloi Hei Oivrim Vishavim Oimrim, Tovim Merili Yodim Shloi Neach Peya Besadeu. That if you could leave over pay in the middle of your field, this person left it over in the middle, and what happened? Aniyim came and took it already. Now he continues finishing off the end of his field. When he finishes off the end of his field, his whole field is clean. So there's no tool left off. So somebody walking along now is going to think he didn't give off paya. So the terrorist says, as a chshad, people shouldn't be choshed that you did not leave over paya. We're telling you the mitzvah is to leave it off at the end. So at the end, everybody sees clearly you're leaving over paya. So you see, the terror was knocked upon chshad. Right to Mishum Baal Sechala, don't clean off, don't end off your field. For the Gemara, Oto Kulu Lav Mishum Metchala, that's the Torah, that's the Pasuk. Like, Kuru, we're only staying three reasons in this Pasuk. And the Gemara, Omar Rav Vimleha Ramoyim. The last Pshat is the Ramoyim. There are liars that if the din is you could leave it over in the middle, they Bemisim won't leave over one inch, they won't leave over. They're going to finish off cutting down the whole field for themselves. Now, at the end, Thurmans are coming up tennis to them, wanting to leave over Peya. They'll say, Peya, I left it off a week ago. At the beginning of my field, I left it off. As if the din is, you could leave it off whenever you want, so the Ramoyim, the liars, could get away. You can never force a liar to give off Peya. He'll always say, I already left it over. So, therefore, that's another reason why the terrorist said, for that, let's leave off Peya at the end of your field. So, we see there's such an Indian not to be hushed in the eyes of other people.
Trying to show that the person might try to
jib
out the aniyim. This isn't
what he's doing. Okay, no, you're right. They're right. Aschashad. But the middle time, there's another time alone. That's what the Torah said. Right. The last time was not Aschashad. Only one of the four times was Aschashad. But that's the reason why the Torah said Aschashad. Now, you did the mitzvah the way you were supposed to. You left it off in the middle. But somebody comes only at the end when you're finishing off the old field. They don't know you left it off. So that's why the Torah said, don't leave it off.
How does that. It says, have you done called the Makas?
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it, but the other people don't do that. That's the Chiddush here. That's the Chiddush here. Even though you have some people don't do that, that Mishnah, so you should watch out for them also. Always try your best to be clean from everybody. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Radifa. Omer Rav Huna. Ner Sheyesh Loi Shtei Peyes. A ner, like a candle, has two sides to the candle. Oil Lebeis Ben Yodim. It could be used for two people. One person used this side, one person used the other side of the candle. Omar Rova, Milo Karo Shemin. You filled up a plate full of Shemin. The key for psilos. And you put psilos all around, all the sides. You have a few psilos. It depends. Careful, Kli. If you put a Kli on top that makes each psilo look separately, there's a separate piece for each psilo. Then Oilo Lakamim Ben Yodim. Every single psilo then has its own shame there. And it can be Yetzah for eight Nair. Say eight people, it can be Yetzah here. But on the top, you didn't put a kli on top of it. There's just one open plate here with just wicks coming out of the plate. Then, also kimi medura, b'chlal, this plate now looks like a bonfire. V'yafil liyechad nami en oila. It's not even yaitse for one person. It doesn't look like a menorah, looks like a medura. And you have to have a special place for each apsila.
What if you're doing it the second, third, or fourth nights? No matter what you do, it looks like a medura. No, this is only good for the first night.
Each night, what do you mean? You have separate openings for each one. So each one looks like its own special nair. Each one looks like a special nair, it looks like. Take them around down. It's only around each wick is a special thing. So each one looks like a special one there. Right. Oh, my Rava. Shita Lee. Ner Beisoy V'ner Chanukah. Person doesn't have enough money only to buy one Ner. He's on Shabbos Chanukah. What should he buy? Should he buy the Ner to use for the Ner Shabbos? Or should he buy the Ner to use for Ner Chanukah? He can't afford to buy for both of them. Is Alocha Ner Beisoyodiv. It's more wichtig to buy the Ner for Shabbos. Why? Mishum Sholem Beisoy. About the Ner Shabbos in the Sholem Bayis. Sholem Bayis is more chosher than in the Prisum Anissa. And Sholem Bayis is the Yikav. And they're both only mid Rabbonin, so Vada, this Rabbonin is a svar, it's more choshev than Ner Chanukah. Ner Beisoy v'kiddush hayom, you have enough money, you have Ner Chanukah ready. Now it's a question, you have to go and buy out, to buy something. You only have enough money either to buy Ner for Shabbos, or else Ner for Chanukah. This time, any Shabbos in the middle of the year, that you only have enough money to buy one of the two, either to buy Neris for Shabbos, or to buy Yain for Kiddush. What should you do? Is Vaita Ner Beisa Yodid? It's still Kedai to buy Neris. Why Mishum Shalom Beisa? Al Shalom Bayis, that's more Choshe. Ar Lechur, Kiddush is Midiraisa. So the time of Kiddush, they say, is Ashtinja could be Yaitse Kiddush with Pas. The son of the guy has bread here. So only Shali also wants to buy Kiddush to be Yain to be Yaitse Kiddush. So since you could make Kiddush on Pas, we say it's more Kedai to buy the Neris than Mekayim Shalom Bayis. Another time is even we don't have Pas either. Of the Midiraisi could be Yaitse Kiddush Betfila. The Midiraisi Yaitse Kiddush by Zachreyu. That we say is supposed to be Zachar Allah Yain, according to Allah Shita, is only Midirabonin. So about us only Midirabonin to use Yain, there's a biggest Svara to use the money to buy Ner Shabbos, Al Shalom Bayis, that's Odis. Of a boy Rova, Ner Chanukah of a Kiddush Shayoim Mal. What's more Choshev? Yitaka have Neris for Shabbos. Now, with the next money, you want to either buy Ner at Shabbos Chanukah, either you want to buy the Ner for Chanukah, you want to buy Yain for Kiddush. Mal, Kiddush Shayoim Odev to Todim. Kiddush comes every single Shabbos, that's the more Choshev and Mitzvah. Or Dilma Ner Chanukah Odev Mishu Pesum and Isa. His boss said, the boy, yes, declare the Shiloh, Hoda Poshbi, his person is Shiloh, Ner Chanukah Odev. Ner Chanukah is more Choshev than Kiddush Shayoim. Mishu Pesum and Isa. About here, you'd be Mepharsim, the Nes. That's a tremendous, like, Kvoit Shemayim, tremendous mitzvah, piersam nisa, that's more choshev than Kiddush. And right, like we said, either we're talking about where you have bread to pass, to make Kiddush on the pass, or else you'll be yoytza the mitzvah's Kiddush by tefillah, by davening. Because only the Rabbonin, the Rabbonin, and Erechan, is more choshev as the new svar of pisum nisa. Rashi, V'ena devil, y'ner beisev ne'echanika, ner beisev b'shabbos, v'u oni, v'en like de liknoi shemen l'shtei nervous. Shalom beis of ocher min lekamon, v'atiznach me'shalom nafshi zu adlokas ner b'shabbos. Shebnei beisev mitzdarin leisho b'choshech. Because if it's dark in the house, you're in tzar, you have no shalom then. It's tzar to eat that way, or Vaitig Mor says you'll trip. So therefore, shalom beis is supposed to have light in the house on Shabbos. Omer Rav Huna, horogel b'ner, somebody is rogel to have ner. It's interesting, the Mashor says loshin of horogel, doesn't say that he does it. Because Mikaradin, who lights someone near Shabbos even? Who lights near Shabbos? The women light near Shabbos. Harogel means that the man is rogel in making sure his wife lights neris. So harogel b'ner, hevele bono tamid chachomim. But z'chuz zeh, you'll be zeichet to have children that are tamid chachomim. He zoye be mezuzah, somebody is nizir in the mitzvah's mezuzah, zoye l'dira no, you'll be zeichet to have a nice house. He zoye be tzitzis, you'll be mekayin, you'll be nizir in the mitzvah's tzitzis, Zeichel talas noiv, zeichel to have a nice suit, tuxedo. He zoyeh be kiddush hayom, if you zeichel making kiddush every Shabbos, after mitzvah do with yayin, is zeichel mamala gorva yayin. If you zeichel to have a lot of wine. Rav Huna have rogel, have cholif, v'toni apischad Rav Avin. Rav Huna used to say to walk in front of the house of Rav Avin, Nagra the blacksmith, choza have rogel b'shar getuvi. So he was very rogel, I mean he was very mezazarist. Zara was his wife to light a lot of neris, so he made sure they were always nice neris. Omas, Rav Huna said, since he saw he was so nizer in the mitzvahs, Ner Shabbos, or Rashi says Ner Chanukah, these two mitzvahs, Omar, he said, Trey Gavir Rabbevi Nofik Mehocham. Havada will be Zeichet to have two big Tamil Chachomim. And that's what happened, Nofik Menai Rav Idi Baravin, Rav Chiyah Baravin. Two big people came out. Rav Chizdo, Hevi Rogel, the Hevi Cholif, Etonia Pisco, the Venesia, the Rav Shizvi. He used to learn and walk in front of the house of Rav Shizvi. Chosa devi rogel b'shar getuvi. So he was always nizer in lighting the neris, even for Shabbos near Chanukah. Omar, so he said, Gavra rabba nofek mihocha. There'll be a big person coming out of this house. Nofek minayo Rav Shizvi. Came out of him Rav Shizvi. Trashi bonam tamil chomim dechsiv kiner mitzvah v'toyra or. Ayedei ner mitzvah de Shabbos v'chanukah bo'or de Torah. As he was zeicha to be nizer in the mitzvahs of ner Shabbos, and there Chanukah, you be zeicha to have children, Tamid Chom, that learn Torah. The Rav Avin Nagra, Chorosh Eitzim, he was a carpenter, he chopped down wood. V'shagah the Shabbos. Chol Avatoni, Oiveh V'shayna Kloima, Oiveh Tomrik. Said he used to walk in front of that house. Zvei Nesiyah, Oiveh V'yikah, the Army Chom, V'shver. Nofik Menayu, L'chosnei, Kibnoi. Heitachosan, your son-in-law is like your own son. By the Debesua, the Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef's wife. Have a ma'achro umadlekis law. She used to wait the last minute to light the Ner Chanukah. Trashi ma'achro umadlekis says Ner Shal Shabbos samach chasheicha. It's right before Shkia, she would go and light the Ner Shal Shabbos. Omar lo Rabbi Yosef. Yosef told her, no, it's not good to wait so long. Wait so late. Tanya, the Pasuk says, lo yomosh omet ha'onin yoimam v'omot ha'esh laila. That never went away in the Midbar, the 40 years, the omet ha'onin v'yoim and the esh at laila. That means even when the Eish was still burning, it came up in the morning and read the Anon HaKovid. The Amor Eish Mashlim L'Yomad Onan. Kol Zaman the Anon was still there, that's when the Eish came up. So here you see, you're not supposed to have a time where like one goes away and one comes in. So in other words, you should have the near Shabbos a little bit in Bajoyim. You should have the Eish there even before when it's still day. Don't wait the last second right before Shkia, but right a little bit earlier. Or Bezoish, we heard this. Sovrul lakdume. Shilu Abazoi, I'll start lighting 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Abazoi. So then you're to light Ner Shabbos a little bit earlier, I'll be makdim dos. Or Malayu Saba Tanino, Vavach Shlo Yaktim Shlo Yacher. Too early is no good either, because it's not Nick you're doing L'Shem Shabbos anymore. You light something 12 o'clock, 2 in the afternoon, it's not Nick that's being done L'Shem Shabbos. So you shouldn't light it too early, and no Adin too late, right before Shkia, you're also not. So that's our minute that we do it 18 minutes before Shkia. Came before the Anan went away. It's nice to have the Eish while it's still daytime before the Shkia comes. I'll do it very early. If you light it too early, it's not Nikr, it's being done the Shem Shabbos. So you shouldn't light too early, you shouldn't light too late. Omar Rova, the Rochim Rabbonim, somebody that likes Rabbonim, Trashi, oh, if you like Rabbonim, Hevelei Bonim Rabbonim, it'll be a schus that your children will be Rabbonim. So Moike Rabbonim is a big zach, not only do you like them, but you give them covet, you give covet to Rabbonim, Hevelei Chasvenus Rabbonim, your son-in-laws will be Rabbonim then. You'll come into your mishpacha, Chasvenus, your own son-in-laws will be Rabbonim. The Dochim Rabbonim is the biggest madrega, you have Yura from the Rabbonim. Not only do you like them and you give them covered, but you have Yira from them, is who goof Ebitzum Rabbonim. You yourself will be Zeichet to be a Talmud Chochem. Vila Varhochi, but you're not Roy to be a Talmud Chochem, you don't know the Alam base yet. So I could say you'll be a Talmud Chochem. It means that people will listen to you, whatever you say will be Mekubal, like a Talmud Chochem. Trashi heavily bonim rabbonin, but yavosi aleim ka'av al ben, like a father to a son. Bila barhochi shein rogel lasik b'torah, person that rogel learning Torah, and then it means they'll have this chus that if he has yira from Talmid Chachamim, people will have yira from him and they'll listen to what he's saying. Right, the Mishnah says b'leiv b'shem and sreifa. You can't light the menorah with shem and sreifa. Not the menorah, it's al Shabbos, it's about Madlikim. The Mishnah says, Ein Madlikim is Shem and Sreifa. My Shem and Sreifa, what does it mean you can't light Friday with Shem and Sreifa? What's Shem and Sreifa? Or my rabbi, it means Shem and Shel Truma. You have Truma, that's Shemin. Shenitma, it became Tomei. The Lord read, now that it's Tomei, you can't eat it. The din is supposed to burn it. So this Truma, since it's Tomei Sreifa, you shouldn't use it for near Shabbos. The Amai Korol is Shem and Sreifa. Why is it called Shem and Sreifa? Hoil is Sreifa Oymit. It's Oymit to be burnt. For the Gemara of a Shabbos in my time alloy, what's wrong with burning it? You're burning it down Friday, and the mitzvah is to be burnt. It's very good. You're doing two mitzvahs in one shot. What's wrong with burning this Shemin for near Shabbos? For the Gemara, Mitoch Shemitzvah Shemitzvah Olav. Levaroi, since you have a mitzvah that this should be burnt up, Gzera Shemayita. We're afraid you're going to be very worried now that it should be burnt out. So let's say you see the light flickering a little bit, you're going to be, oy vey, it may go out now, and I'm not going to make my mitzvah of sreifas, or truma, you go and fix the ner that it should burn well. So therefore, it's exactly, you shouldn't use it for ner Shabbos. Because we're afraid, shem meyit, you call to fix the ner to make sure it burns good. Rash shem meyita, today she is baro maher, it should burn better. Since it's a mitzvah, this shemen should be burnt, it's shemen, it's truma to meya, we're afraid you'll come to fix it on Shabbos. Should be mutter, because yontif you're allowed to burn something, even if it goes out, you want to make it burn better, and yontif you're allowed to make it burn better. So why can't you use Shem and Sreifa on Yontif? Allah Matan, how come we learned weiter? It says, Ein Madlikim Shem and Sreifa be Yontif. You're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa on Yontif. Why not? There it says, Gzeira Yontif Ota Shabbos. Ein Achnami. Mikwa Din Yontif should be Mutis. Gzeira Yontif Ota Shabbos. Rav Chizdo Amano. L'Shem Meyat L'Chashim. That's not the reason why you can't use Shem and Sreifa. We're not afraid maybe you move it to make it burn better. Elohocho, what's our Mishnah talking about? The Yomtiv Shechaliyah Sarah Shabbos Askinim. We're talking about Yitaka lighting the Neris now for Shabbos. But what Friday? Not a regular Friday. We're talking about a Friday that's a Yomtiv. Friday is Yomtiv. Lefi Shein Sarfin Kutchim be Yomtiv. That's why you can't do it. You can't burn the Shemen on this Friday. That's Yomtiv because the Klal of Ein Sarfin Kutchim be Yomtiv. And since Truma is also has a Din Kutchim with it, so you're not allowed to burn this Truma on a Yomtiv. So since this Friday, that's Yomtiv, that's why it's awesome. But Enechnami, a regular Friday in the middle of the year, that's not a Yontif, you'd be allowed to burn it to Shem and Sreifa. But since you start to burn it on Friday, it's mutat let it burn throughout Shabbos. For the moment, we meet with Tony Sefer, in Madlikim and Shem and Sreifa. The Yontif, that's the next Mishnah, Mechlau, the Reisha, Lav, the Yontif, there are two Mishnahs. The first Mishnah says by Shabbos, a Madlikim and Shem and Sreifa. And the next Mishnah says, the Yontif. Mashma, the first Mishnah is not talking about Yontif. The second Mishnah is coming to explain the first Mishnah. What's the reason, the Pshah in the first Mishnah, that you can't light Shem and Sreifa on a Friday that's a Yomtiv? The Fish and Surf and Kotchim be Yomtiv. It's one reason, because you can't burn Kotchim on Yomtiv. Tani Kabos of Chizam, writer of Chizam, Kolelu Shomu Madlikim Ben Beshabis, Madlikim Ben Beyomtiv. All the Shemonim, you're not allowed to.